With the Leaving Cert results out this Friday, the latest CAO figures show a bounce in demand for teaching courses. Yet schools are under enormous strain, with hundreds of teaching posts still unfilled ahead of the new term. The CAO says first preference choices for post-primary teaching increased this year by 11%. We speak to the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland General Secretary Kieran Christie in a moment. But before we do, among the principals struggling to recruit teachers before schools reopen at the end of this month is Liam Walsh, principal of the Coláiste Pobail Satanta College in Cluny, Dublin 15. He says his school still needs to recruit a Spanish teacher and English as an additional language teacher ahead of the new school year, which begins this week.
It's been a struggle for years to try and recruit teachers. Now, whether it is down to our location in Dublin, because the price of accommodation, trying to attract teachers into Dublin for that, or whether it's that a lot of the jobs I'm advertising, actually nearly every job I'm advertising, you can't advertise it as a permanent job. You can only advertise it as like a fixed term or a fixed purpose job. And it can be difficult to get teachers to take those because they're coming up to Dublin from Mayo or from Cork or wherever, and you're coming up taking a chance on a job in Dublin that it'll be there again next year when it mightn't be, because those contracts only last for a year. So the type of contract is being offered, fixed term or fixed purpose. I suppose the lack of accommodation in Dublin and the price of accommodation when you can find it, I suppose those are all feeding into the crisis around attracting teachers to schools in Dublin. Like, we've been recruiting full-time since about the first week of June. We're recruiting all through June, recruiting towards the end of July, and we've been recruiting for the last 2 weeks. So it's an ongoing process throughout the summer. We had something like 10 positions to fill or more here in the school, and we have them all filled bar two. So we're not doing too bad, I suppose, compared to other schools. I have two more positions that I need to fill, and I'm hoping to get that done next week. They are advertised, and so hopefully I'll get respondents, and next week I'll be interviewing. And then when you interview, I'm looking for those teachers, and so are plenty of other schools. So I'm in competition with other schools when it comes to interviewing somebody. Sometimes it's not a case of the candidate showing off their best aspects to the school. Sometimes it's a school selling themselves to the candidate to try and get them. In some subjects, I would only had one candidate apply for the position, and you're lucky to get them if they'll choose your school. Which, like, when it is a seller's market, it's you're left without choice then as a principal of a school, and you want choice because you want to be able to choose the best candidate and best teacher for your students. But when you only have one person to choose from, and you're even delighted that somebody answered the ad, you're there. Oh yes, I'll take this person to come into the school. I won't say no matter what, but you could be compromising yourself slightly when you're taking on people sometimes. The specialist subjects can be difficult. The likes of home economics is traditionally difficult to find somebody for. Construction studies, woodwork, engineering, graphics, technology, always very difficult to find people for those. Irish, notoriously difficult to get people for Irish. And those subjects are, every year it's difficult. Maths can be difficult some years to find people for. But other subjects, then you might have a bit more luck in other subjects. But those ones would be always difficult to find candidates. But what's left to fill is EAL, that's English as an additional language, and a Spanish position. So two of those to fill yet.
I also spoke to Sarah Dowd, who is a qualified physics teacher from Limerick who left Ireland to teach abroad back in 2013. Currently teaching in New York, Sarah believes not much has changed in the last 10 years when it comes to teaching in Ireland.
So I went straight abroad after I qualified in 2013. Around about the spring of 2013, we all started to look online, and the job market and how you apply for a teaching job in Ireland was explained to us. And all I could see was maternity cover or 6 hours a week sickness cover and things like that. And I kind of knew straight away, just because of the type of person I am, that that wasn't for me. I needed to go and find a full-time job. And given that so many of these jobs were also in rural places with poor connections in Ireland, it's so hard to get there if you don't drive. It's really hard to find somewhere to rent for 3 months. Even 10 years ago, you know, it wasn't as difficult as it is now. But if you're in Ballincollig for 6 weeks, where are you going to live? Either that, or you're stuck living at home and you're getting an hour and a half or 2 hours of a bus every morning. And I was very happy in my school in London for 6 years. And I felt like I really got a good start to my career because I wasn't moving from place to place. I was in one place. I was teaching full time. I had experienced teachers who were designated to work with me as a newly qualified teacher.
So you're currently in New York, Sarah. Talk to me about what that's like and what your conditions are like there as a teacher.
So the conditions are great. We operate under a collective bargaining agreement contract that gets renegotiated every 3 years. The pay is much better than Ireland. The pension is much better than Ireland. I teach less hours and I have more time for planning and I have more time for professional development than if I was in Ireland. There is a budget to send me to different CPD courses, and it's not something that I'm expected mostly to do on my own time or at the weekend or in my summer holidays or out of my own pocket. There was a little time around COVID that I thought maybe I would have to move home, and I didn't even look at public schools. I looked to see if there was any international schools in Ireland that were outside of Dublin.
Yeah.
So if I had to come home, that would be the first avenue that I would look for. If there was nothing there, then I would look at public jobs. But I now have to get my qualifications. If I was to move home, I would have to have my qualifications reassessed by the teaching council, because at one point when I was teaching in England, I asked myself, why am I paying every single year to the teaching council so that I can stay accredited for a system that I don't work in and I don't see myself working in for a very long time, or if ever.
And that was physics teacher Sarah Dowd and Liam Walsh, principal of the Coláiste Pobail Satanta College, speaking to me earlier. Now, the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland says there are 322 post-primary teaching vacancies advertised at present on recruitment website educationpost.ie. Its General Secretary, Ciarán Christie, joins us now from our Sligo studio. Ciarán Christie, the Department of Education has said it's increased the number of teachers over the last 10 years by over 17,000. So why are schools principals struggling to get them?
Good afternoon. The amount of teachers in the system certainly is larger than it used to be, largely because of the demographics. There was a bulge of young people in primary school. Much of it has moved into second level school. It's still to work its way through. So I don't think the Department of Education should be awarding itself huge plaudits for trying to keep up with that, but failing. And that's what they've been doing. The truth of the matter is that we're in the crisis we're in because there was a lack of long-term planning going back over the last decade, 15, 20 years. Your first contributor there set out the kinds of problems that schools right throughout the country, probably more acutely in Dublin, but right throughout the country are wrestling with today, and they're opening this week. For instance, we mentioned 322 posts advertised on Education Post. I checked it this morning. 125 of those are in Dublin. 18 Gaelic teachers, for instance, included in that number. That's 18 schools in Dublin short a Gaelic teacher. There's 25 vacancies in Meath, 28 in Cork, and so it goes.
Yeah, we heard from teacher Sarah Dowd there, who qualified back in 2013 but chose to go abroad as she could not find a full-time teaching post here due to the types of contracts on offer. Is this common in the sector?
Well, I was contacted during the week there, for instance, by a husband and wife team who were teaching for 14 years in Dubai, and they'd love to come back. They have three kids, and the big stumbling block for them is that their 14 years of experiences won't be recognised, and they'll be starting at the bottom of the pay scale. Now, that's something that the minister could have and should have addressed. I saw an interview during the week there of two teachers being interviewed at Dublin Airport just before the boarded the plane to go back to Dubai, having come back, having tasted what's on offer, and essentially declining and saying, listen, we'll go back to Dubai. And the reason being a lack of permanency, a lack of incremental progression in some cases, but a lack of permanency is a critical aspect of it. And also people are being asked essentially to come back and work in part-time and fixed-term work. And your contributors there clarified that, and that's a huge stumbling block. And again, the minister could have intervened over the previous few months. We've been calling for it and dealt with that. But unfortunately, not all the stops are being pulled out.
Yeah, the Irish Examiner newspaper is reporting this weekend that more than 1,000 teachers came out of retirement last year to help plug the gap. Is that not helping?
Of course it's helping, but it's not a long-term fix. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, a system that's relying on people that have previously decided that they want to discontinue for whatever reasons, including, you know, the prospect of enjoying retirement after a long career, a system that's reliant on that is broken, quite frankly.
Teachers for option subjects are particularly hard to find, as we heard in the clip. So what can be done to increase the number of teachers registered to teach Irish and Spanish, for example?
Well, in fairness to the Department of Education and the Minister, over the last number of years, there has been an increase in upskilling, extra places in colleges, and you mentioned the retired teachers and flexibility around career breaks. But what has been done is not enough. But there needs to be a more fundamental look, because I keep pointing to the fact that if you go to the Teaching Council website today, you will find out that there are the guts of 120,000 teachers registered on it. Now, the public system, that's all the primary and second level systems, require roughly in the region of 70,000. So there are 50,000 people who are qualified. And they're not all in Dubai, they're not all in Canada. Many of them are still in this country, but are opting to take on another career. So teaching as a career needs to be looked at and rebuilt and rebalanced. And I'm talking there about things like a rebuilding of the promotional opportunity within teaching, and the length of the pay scale needs to be addressed.
Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI, thanks for joining us this afternoon.